You are listening to the audio production of Image Restored. Tear down shame and insecurity to experience a body image renovation by Rachel Gilbert. This book is published by Esther Press, an imprint of David C. Cook, and read by the author. For an enhanced listening experience, please check with your audiobook provider to access the accompanying PDF for supplemental material, including discussion questions and videos. To Matt, for loving me as Christ loves the church. You've been the hands and feet of Jesus on my journey to healing in writing this book. Thank you for being my rock. I love you with all my heart, forever and always, no matter what. Introduction: An Inside-Out Approach to Body Image. Do you like the way your body looks? If you're like most women, you'd probably say no. And guess what? I've felt the same struggles most of my life. I've lost track of the number of times I've stared in the mirror and wished my body was thinner, more toned, less curvy, just different. Have you ever felt ashamed of your body? In college, I had a season during which I wouldn't leave my apartment because I was ashamed of my weight gain. Have you ever left a beauty treatment feeling more disappointed than when you arrived? I can't even count how many stylists have accidentally dyed my hair black in a salon. Do you bounce up and down with the yo-yo of dieting and binging? I've bounced so many times that for years I owned a spectrum of pant sizes ranging from single to double digits. As a good Christian girl, I long believed I shouldn't struggle with these issues. I wondered what was wrong with me. Perhaps you felt this way too. If so, I'm sorry you know this struggle, but I'm also glad you're here among women who understand. If you've ever faced insecurities about your body, I've written this book for you. Thank you for trusting me to be both your friend and your guide as I walk beside you on your path to healing and wholeness. We're all in this together. While working towards my master's degree in marriage and family therapy, I was assigned to write a 6-week curriculum that could be used for group counseling. I chose to research the topic of body image, an issue that had become a huge part of my life. While I felt called to serve women who struggle in this area, I was also looking for answers myself. To complete this project, I conducted a 10-question survey with 138 women, ages 22 to 76, who identified as Christian. The responses were staggering. When asked, "Do you like the way your body looks?" 99.98% of the women responded no. The few who said yes followed up with a statement such as, "But I wish I could get back to my pre-baby body. I wish I could flatten out my tummy. I wish I could get rid of this cellulite." Sadly, I could fill this entire book discussing the many ways these women wished they could change their bodies. When these same women were asked, "Do you believe you were made in God's image?" 99% answered yes, but most followed it with a statement like, "I know it in my head, but I want to feel it in my heart." As I read their responses, tears filled my eyes because I had felt many of those same insecurities regarding my own physical appearance. Then I read the responses to another question. Have you ever hidden your body image struggles or disordered diet behaviors from others? The answer to this question was 100% yes. These results hit me particularly hard because I too had spent most of my life hiding my body image struggles from others. I pictured each of these women battling her insecurities alone, and I realized we had all been taking the same painful journey, all while feeling as if we were the only ones navigating that path. While the survey I conducted was eye-opening, I knew my small study of 138 women wasn't enough. I went on a quest to find more clinical research, and to be honest, there wasn't much to be found.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?